to the black community at all.
And well, now I'm about like you. I don't understand, you know, the meaning of it. I've been in the house, I've been in the swimming pool, I've been in the backyard, and I still don't know no more about it than I knew it the first.
So it's not important then, really. It's more of a tourist type?
That's all it is.
Uh-huh.
It's all it is. It's always been there. Bullets Hall, yeah. Mosa Hall, yeah. All those places.
Uh-huh.
And the only thing that they add to tradition is probably because it is a building itself. And the artwork, in other words, the pillars, the foundation, etc., are historical. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a place that couldn't be built today. That's all it means.
Okay, I have a question. Why didn't they make the site of the first? I think it's the Zion Baptist Church, the first one that's still, or not the second one, I guess, not the first one. The first one was a wood one, but the second one, not the new one, but the other one that's now that. Why isn't that historic? Because that's old. Right?
Mm-hmm. The older building is.
Is it a historic monument or is it a historic?
I would think so.
Did they make it?
Now, what I've wanted to ask somebody about it, mm-hmm. is that the first church that they started in?
No,
because
that's not the wooden one.
And
no. Remember, Mom.
No, I'm not talking about the wooden building. And I'm talking about the house on
from Pleasant Hill.
The church on Zion Circle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is it?
Pleasant Hill was there first.
Yeah.
Zion split and went there.
Oh, yeah. Zion split from Pleasant Hill.
Yes. That's why they ever made it. Yes. Yes. Oh. It wasn't just two churches started. Most Baptist churches
they've
always
started.
From splits.
My goodness, I don't
never from just okay, I'm gonna start this church.
Right. Okay, yeah. So now that makes sense to me. Now what about if Pleasant Hill's the oldest church, now is the old Pleasant Hill building still around or is that gone?
No.
I guess it seemed like there were I can't remember which buildings now, but there were some, you know, this was the first X, you know, or this was the only X. Mm-hmm. And instead of making those historic or preserving them, they tore
the
them down.
The Dots Cafe, they said that's being turned into a house or something now. Somebody told us that Dots Cafe.
Yeah.
That it's still there, and I said it's not historic, and they said no. I said it was the only all-black restaurant.
Okay, this talk of historical sites probably started in the mid-80s when Atlanta started pushing. We always call Atlanta pushing out, mm-hmm. okay, because it started in Sandy Springs, came to Roswell, moving on through to Alpharetta, moving on through, because that's where most of the systems come from. The buses begin to run to Sandy Springs. The buses didn't run to Roswell, mm-hmm. okay? So the buses now run to Roswell, the buses ran to Roswell, the buses now run all the way to Alpharetta. So my point is, when you ask about historical sites, the only reference that I know about is there has been askings, no different than will we make an historical site. And I think, but these other sites that you are referring to were historical sites when I was born into the world. And again, if I look on the white side, you're still talking about a gap in a generation. The people who produce those sites are not the same people that are running the community today. You're talking a whole transition here. Okay. So I think that when you ask the question why, the question you should be asking the Reverend, have they ask him, because they ask if there was a vote taken.
Right, they
to say, yeah, you got to ask, do you want to make this a historical site? And the people on the street said no.
But yeah, do we know if they asked?
My dad told me the story. If you examine the facts, it's because it really becomes a part of Roswell, and they then tell you what to do with your property.